Hi, Adele. How was the show?
Well, it was great. It was with Sean Conroy, who was like, can I talk about improv? Would that be dorky enough? And I was like, I don't know. Can you talk about improv for an hour? And it turns out he can.
He can.
It was great. We got I got some names of some early improv people that I had never heard of. A woman by the name of Viola Spolin. How great is that name?
That's a pretty great name.
And then Del Close, who I had heard of.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
Because I think he's an LA cult figure.
Okay.
Improv cult figure. We talked briefly about the cult of improv what it's done for him. And it's really done a lot. He loves
good.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
Yeah. What give me some specifics. What are the things that's super exciting about?
Well, he's doing Sean Conroy, of course. Let's just say that he has a new podcast out called Sean Conroy Gets Happier on All Things Comedy as well.
Okay.
And he is, we talked about sort of the difference between short form and long form and how he did short form, which is just freeze tag, 185 whatevers walk into a bar, mm-hmm. where people give you suggestions and you have to use all of them. He gave me an example of just such a thing that made me laugh so hard because it wasn't, none of it was hacky. I mean, that's okay. One of the things I like about Sean Conroy is that he doesn't go for the obvious. And when he's given the obvious, he makes it interesting.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is the hard part of, that's the learned part of improv.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're always going to yell proctologist. he said that my favorite story, I think, was the one where an entire row stood up and said, a dildo manufactory. Give me the name of a place, and it was a dildo factory. And so they opened the scene with a man who is painting veins on a dildo. And you're like, he said, it turned into the story of someone who worked at this dildo factory and and the struggles that they went through and what their life was like. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is awesome. It isn't just a weird dick joke after another.
Right.
Though, you know, he doesn't have a problem.
Plenty of them.
I'm sure there was plenty of dick jokes available. And some of them were, some of those, that low-hanging fruit was plucked. But on the whole, it was just, it was... Pardon me while I cough.
Low-hanging fruit?
Low-hanging fruit. Oh, is that its own dick joke?
It is. But.
Anyway, it's a great episode. Listen to it, because it was really fun.